And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A federal judge in Oregon has decided she knows better than our commander-in-chief about protecting federal property. The district judge expanded her restraining order over the weekend to block President Trump from deploying any out-of-state National Guard troops to Portland, where Antifa and other domestic terrorists have been assaulting federal officers with machetes, hurling M-80 fireworks, and doxing ICE employees. The judge's reasoning? The National Guard isn't trained in de-escalation techniques. Speaking of judicial activism, a Biden-appointed judge just gave 8 years to the man who planned to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The man traveled from California to Kavanaugh's home with a ton of weapons after the Roe leak and meticulously planned the murder for months. Federal sentencing guidelines called for a 30-year minimum. The judge, though, decided what really mattered was that this man identifies as transgender. Justice Department plans to appeal, as they should. And transgender ideology's collision with reality continues in California, where a fired volleyball coach is suing San Jose State for wrongful termination in her crime, objecting to a 6'1" biological male playing on the women's team. The Trump Department of Education has opened its own Title IX investigation into San Jose State. And in Virginia, the Democrat nominee for Attorney General Jay Jones' scandal just keeps deepening. We already knew about his 2022 texts advocating for the assassination of then-Speaker Todd Gilbert. Now the person he sent those texts to has revealed that back in 2020, while debating qualified immunity for police, Jones told her that maybe if a few of them died, officers would stop shooting people. Jones denies it naturally, claiming he's deeply grateful for law enforcement, but that rings hollow next to the text messages that we've already seen. Finally, a Daily Wire investigation reveals that the University of Maryland Eastern Shore president plagiarized extensively in her 1986 doctoral dissertation, simply copying large sections from other scholars and changing nursing to pharmacy or his to his/her. Heidi Anderson is her name, and she climbed the academic ladder for 4 decades, producing unremarkable research, became president of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, and now faces a lawsuit alleging she created a two-tier racial system discriminating against white and Asian faculty. The University System of Maryland is reviewing the plagiarism allegations, but this is the same system that's been sitting on similar charges against Daryl Pine for over a year. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org, and you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.